The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. I hope you're having a great day. Listen carefully, because there's some good stuff going on right now. A couple of things to note is that, the last few days we've been talking about how the top 10 has been performing. I mean, for the last week or so, the top 10 has been performing a lot better than what the rest of the market's been doing. And that's been an interesting thing, especially Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin had been relatively boring, but now we're seeing Bitcoin start to get its move. As we saw yesterday, or the day is about to close, the 24 hours, the next couple of hours, the rest of the top 10 is down just mildly, pullback mildly after the moves that had happened. I mean, some of these top 10s had moved, 20%, 30%, 10% in a space of a few days. So to see this little pullback of a couple of percent is very common, healthy, needed, wanted. I am all for it. What it also does is it offers opportunity. Now, for those of you who know what my trading strategies are, you'll know the Fibonacci Booster and the Crypto Cradle are trading strategies that we like to use when the market is in a good trend. Now, on many of these pairs out there in the markets at the moment, especially in the top 10, and I'm talking top 10 against Bitcoin and the dollar being the most active right now, because with Ethereum having performed so well, it's kind of changed its trend a little bit, not provided as many opportunities against the others in the top 10. So against Bitcoin and the US dollar is really where I'm focusing my attention within that top 10 at the moment, because there are some opportunities. For one, if you guys that know the Fibonacci Booster, you want to jump in on the 4-hour and have a look at that. There is a lovely looking level there around that 6,500. So a number of good reasons there. Now, we might not pull back that far, but we may do. So just check that out. Keep an eye on that and have your checklist handy so that you can go through and really know what you're looking for. But I mean, on the daily on Bitcoin, we're grinding. I mean, it's still, from my point of view, that 6831 level is still the Mac Daddy until we break that. And then look, if we do break the upside of that and this trend continues, and I'm not looking for a massive ramp of move, I'm looking for what we've got. I want to see a trend set and continuation of that trend. Now, it can trickle. I don't care how fast it moves. I'm just happy that it trickles along, because if it trickles along, it gives many opportunities. And the daily, it's not moving heavily right now, but the 4-hour, I mean, the cyclicity of the 4-hour is just absolutely beautiful. It's just, it's pulling back into the cradle zone, then it's moving. Pulling back into the cradle zone, and it's moving. And it's up to us to find those trading opportunities as it pulls back, from the way I trade anyway, to get our entries. Having a look at Ethereum, it's also had a bit of a pullback after quite a decent sort of a move. I mean, we're talking about, Ethereum having moved in the last week or so from under 200, so about 193 to 219 as it sits right now. It's a pretty decent move. It is pulling back into the cradle zone right now, and I'm looking for a little bit more depth on that 4-hour. I want to see it pull back a little bit deeper on that 4-hour, because that's where the cycle is best. That's where the trend is best. Bitcoin Cash continues to maintain and hold the levels that it's been around those highs, the high being around about, what is that high? Just 646, and we're currently at 623. No trades for me still on Bitcoin Cash, and there could potentially be a bit of a deeper pullback based on the base of the move being around the fork coming up. But, I don't speculate on that sort of stuff. I just trade the trends and trade the charts, and right now I don't see it there on Bitcoin Cash. EOS, however, is looking mighty fine for a cradle on the 4-hour. If you keep an eye on it, doesn't want to get too much bigger. The 8-hour also, trend-wise, looking really, really nice. I mean, it's a really fantastic, one of my favorite trends out there right now is EOS against the dollar. Cardano, look what Cardano is doing. It's pulled itself back, but it's just a big candle in there. That trend looking pretty decent on the 4-hour. The daily has had a pretty decent sort of a move as well. But, from my money, it's not really tradable just yet. Maybe the higher time frames later on today. Stellar Lumen has had a pullback. Again, a pretty decent sized candle there. Interestingly, it ran up into a very old level. Actually, let me just see if that's worth it. A bit of an old level of resistance. It's not too significant. I'm not too concerned, but the candle size is what will keep me out. If I look at NEO now, it's had a pretty decent pullback, and the chart structure is not as good. If I look at where it's pulled back to, it's back in the cradle zone, but I'm just not a fan of the chart structure when you compare it to something as good as, say, EOS against the dollar. IOTA as well. Cradle, So I pull back into the cradle zone on the 4 hour, just not really ready for me just yet. The 8 hour is looking quite tasty. I'll keep an eye on that in the next few hours to see how that goes. Ripple is still up there holding its highs. And for me, if there was anything there, it would be a breakout, and I just don't see it yet. But again, it's another alt that's pumped and it's holding. Well, I shouldn't say pump because it's not really a pump. It's just moved well and it's holding its ground, which is another positive across the top 10. Litecoin, pretty much the dud of the bunch, not really looking all that great, giving back most of yesterday or the day before's gains. But I mean, across the top 10 right now, we are seeing a lot more positivity. And this is the day that I think we might actually see some fantastic trading strategies set up. It has pulled back. We are in the cradle zone. And if you know what you're looking for, then this could be a very good day indeed. So if you don't, guys, then get on to tradercob.com, have a look around, see what suits you. You know, this market's going to move at some point. It's starting to move now. This year's not really been a year for hodling. It's been a year for trading. We've done well with the trades. It's been a bit quiet the last month or so. There have still been some good opportunities, but there haven't been as many options for us as traders from the way that I trade anyway. That's starting to turn around now, and I'm starting to find a lot more opportunity out there, stalking a lot more charts and feeling a lot more positive about what is to come. Not what is to come, but what is currently on those charts. Look, all I ask is this too, guys. We haven't had any reviews for a while. Give us a review. If you like what you're hearing here, it really helps us. You know, for you to review our podcast, to write a review, to give us a star rating, to share it around your friends or whatever in the groups, it really does make a difference. And we work really hard here, and we want to get this out to as many people as possible. We've got some very exciting things coming that I can't talk to you about just yet, but no doubt when I can, I will, because you know, pretty much share everything with you guys. That's it for me for today, guys. Jump across to the website, have a look, and get ready, because I think we got some options today. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.